start pulling her toward her front door as he informed her,
"You can sign the against medical advice form outside once you're checked out."
The thought of stepping foot outside her safe apartment, where there were probably hordes of people standing around gawking at the fire engines and the ambulance, was more than Beth could handle. She felt her heartbeat speed up, and the dizziness that usually accompanied it flooded her. She wrenched her arm out of the man's hold and quickly backed away from him. She saw him talking to her again, but couldn't hear his words, only the frantic beating of her heart. Sweat broke out on her forehead and she swayed. Beth knew if she didn't sit down, she was going to fall down, and if she passed out, they would surely take her outside and she'd be completely vulnerable.
"Here, sit."
The words barely made it through her consciousness, but she obeyed them without thinking. She felt the cushion of her couch give under her, and a gentle hand landed on the back of her neck and pushed her head between her knees.
"Deep breaths. That's it. Relax. You're okay. Just sit here and get your bearings."
Beth did as the deep voice asked and concentrated on taking huge gulps of air into her lungs. As she got control over the panic attack, she heard the two men talking about her.
"Dumbass, didn't you see she was panicking? You can't force people to do what you want. You should know better. I was trying to get her to the medics. I get that, but you have to be more aware of the headspace of your victim."
Beth raised her head. The hell with that. She might be afraid to step outside of her apartment, but she'd be damned if she'd be labeled a victim ever again. She'd had enough of that to last her a lifetime. She tried to shrug away from the hand at her neck, but was only partially successful. The man only moved it to her shoulder as she sat up.
"You have a bit of color back. Do you still feel dizzy? Do you want some water?"
he asked in a calm voice, the ire that had filled it when he'd spoken to the other firefighter now absent. Beth croaked out, "Yes, please." The man who had first approached her walked off. She supposed to find her something to drink, but the second man stayed by her side.
"You really should get checked out."
Beth knew he was right, but also knew it wasn't going to happen. When she'd first been diagnosed, she promised herself she wasn't going to be embarrassed about it. What happened to her 3 years ago wasn't her fault. She wasn't going to take that on as well as everything else.
"I can't, at least not without losing it. I'm agoraphobic. Please don't force me to go outside."
She watched as the firefighter thought about what she said. She expected him to ask what agoraphobia was, or to dismiss her words, but her opinion of him climbed a notch when he merely nodded. He'd removed his helmet and was crouching on the floor at her feet. He was wearing the typical yellow and black turnout gear that most firefighters wore. He was perspiring a bit, but the short strands of his dark hair sticking to his forehead were anything but a turnoff. His gray eyes were fixed on her, assessing, but amazingly not judging.
"Okay, we can work around it, I think. Would it be all right if the medic came inside to look at you? You sound okay, you're not coughing, and once we open up the windows and the front door, the rest of this smoke should dissipate quickly. If you're given the all clear, you'll have to sign the AMA form."
Beth almost cried. She hadn't met anyone recently, other than the people in her therapy group, who'd been as understanding as this man. She almost sobbed her words in relief.
"Yes, they can come inside."
"Great, I'll just go and get them."
The words popped out before Beth could call them back.
"Will you come back with them?"
The firefighter had stood up, but he paused and looked down at her.
"If you want me to."
"Please."
"Then I'll be right back. Hang tight. Stay there. Your color might be better, but you're still too pale for my liking."
Beth watched as the man headed out of her apartment with long, confident strides, and she took a deep breath. She wished she'd asked the man what his name was, but he'd promised to come back. She'd ask him in a bit. There was just something about him that made her feel safe. From his strong, square jawline and the scruff on his face, to the fact that he seemed to be a couple inches taller than her 5'8", Beth imagined that he was probably very strong under the turnout gear he was wearing. It made her want to bury herself against his chest and have him put his arms around her and hold on tight and keep her safe from the world. Leaning down and resting her forehead on her knees,